I am prejudiced. Perhaps not overtly. I am not prejudiced in a way that anyone outside of my head would notice. I don't consciously try to think poorly about those who are different than me or treat them badly. The judgments, the assumptions are there, though. My own prejudice is not related to race. I am grateful to have had many friendships with people of other races. These friendships allow me to see similar people I do not know through the eyes of those friendships. My particular prejudice is related to economic and educational status. What is yours? When I see someone who speaks or writes as though they have not even made it through high school, I don't treat them poorly, but I make assumptions. I make assumptions about their character, about the way they think, and therefore assumptions about what their future actions might be. Some of the time I catch myself. I give myself a mental shake and try to see the person for who they really are. I don't always catch myself. For this, I repent. I will take responsibility for my own failings and take the first step towards making the church a safer place for those who are not like me. Repentance involves change. It is not simply apologizing and then continuing on. One must go in a different direction. And so I repent. I repent for making assumptions about people based on their appearance. I repent for judging people's character based on the way they speak. I repent for thinking myself better than someone who has not had as much education. For truly, truly, I am ashamed for valuing knowledge more than kindness. I sorrow over my valuing learning more than gentleness. I lament over my valuing schooling more than servanthood. I confess and I repent. Will you join me? May God have mercy and heal me of such things. May Christ have mercy and heal the church. May the Spirit have mercy and heal our world.